Because this is the time that we've never so seen this before. Israel, strange handshakes, peace agreements. And it's not the sudden destruction kind that you would want to think. And men in the earth and people in the earth will say, what is this strange peace that arises among the Jews and the Arabs? We are frightened. Nay, says the Spirit of God. This is my time to reset and to bring reversals, that the earth may see and behold the wonders of their God. This is the time that my Spirit is coming to release not just natural oil, but my spiritual oil, my outpouring, the movings of my hand and my power that shall liberate the nations as the Spirit of God moves. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is coming such a liberty to the earth at this time that men will look and they will say, we have never seen this in Israel before. But what is this about a strange strait that shall be built with the hands of the Arabs and the Jews working together with the land of the eagle, that shall open up a new access and a new way that shall reshape the future of the nations and their economies too. And there will be new nations that will arise in the earth at this time. Oh, they will be the nations of old that you have looked at maps and you used to call them a certain name, but they will change. For great changes in the earth, as I am realigning the nations in the earth to bring about an awakening that shall cause men to fall upon their knees and to cry out to Yeshua. And as you see these events begin to take place, do not be in fear. For my eyes, as I said in my word, is upon the sparrow. But they are upon the children of this time and of this generation. For what they have done to the children, I have heard the cries of their suffering, and it has come in my ears. And I have come with my anger and my vengeance on behalf of the children who have suffered, who have been abused and trafficked. And I will set free the children of this time and of this age. And there will be strange and unusual sightings that will be seen among the children of this time and of this age. And they will say, let us go to the house of the Lord. And there will be seen upon the screens of your news, children praying, worshiping, gathering. And God says, I do not speak just of college age. You will see it, yes. Nor do I speak of high school or even junior high, but I speak of those who some would say they are in elementary school and younger. They shall be given an authority, and they shall be given an anointing for this time. And it shall be out of their mouths that praise will come in the earth that will gather the families, will gather the television screens, that will restore prayer, the commandments too, that will restore my word and my honor, but will bring a global awakening that will cause the hearts of even the hardened to say, we have never seen this. What is happening among the children of the earth? God says, this is my time. I've come to recapture a generation, for out of their mouths, these children, you will hear praise, but I will still the avenger. And I will do it. Look to the sign of the oil. For there will come so much oil distributed not just to you, United States, but the nations of the earth. And there will be so much oil in reserve. Why is this? Because what you see in the natural is only the wonder of what I have declared, that I will pour out my oil, my spirit, upon all flesh. but it's to set you free. For when these things arise with the oil, the price thereof will go down, down, down. And they will say, why is it that I reach into my pockets and I pay very little for the oil of the earth? God says, watch. I will use the oil to reshape the global currency and economies of the earth. I did it once before when I delivered a nation. And they carried out with them the silver and the gold. There was not one feeble, not one that lacked. I've come at this time to cancel debt. And the Spirit of the Lord says, you'll see it. You'll see it in your own life. Because there will be strange things that have taxed you. Certain ones will be removed. And there'll be a flow of resources that'll come into the hands of the people. This is the hour to behold and wonder God. And to wonder marvelously the day of God.